I got all caught up into this noise, and the noise drew my attention. The loudness of the scene. Let me set it up a little bit. The loudness of the scene between the screaming of the disciples saying Hosanna, and later the screaming of his enemies saying crucify him. The doubting of the Pharisees, doubting him. And Jesus had to function in all of that noise. These are noisy times we're living in right now. Constant trauma. We got it coming through ways that our parents and our grandparents never had to deal with it before. We got it coming through the media, 24-hour news cycles. We got it coming through social media. We got it coming through politics like I've never seen in my life. We've got it coming through the pandemic. We've lost normal. We got racial tensions. We got the rolling back of our rights to vote in this country. It's so loud right now that it is deafening. Add all of the turbulence on the outside to your own personal noise. The noise in your family. I know you don't have no noise in your family, pray for me. But sometimes my family get noisy. You always got something going on. You got the noise in your family. You got the noise in your finances. You got the noise on your job. I don't care what you do. There's always somebody that you work with that don't like you. You got the noise of your job, the pressure of deadlines, the dates to meet, the this to do, the that to do, the bills to be paid, the taxes to come. Have you had your teeth cleaned? When was the last time you've been to the podiatrist? You haven't had anybody do anything with your scalp or your skin or your this, and you're standing in the middle of so much noise. You live in it, you drive in it, you walk in it, you get in your car and you get in the traffic. They're honking and blowing and pushing and shoving. You turn on your phone and there's somebody you don't even know on Instagram laying you out about something you don't even understand about, and you have to live in the noise. It isn't just the decibel of the noise itself, how loud, how boisterous it is. It also goes far beyond that. It is the constant living under the threat that takes away our peace. Peace has become valuable. When I was young, I wanted joy. We danced all night long. They put us in the car. We were still dancing and shouting up. Y'all don't know nothing about that. But in old Holy Ghost sanctified church, we go to, and we shout and shout. And then we just had joy. But as I got older, I appreciate joy. But Lord, can I have a little peace? Oh, if you give me a little peace, I don't have to dance all night. Now I just want to be able to sleep all night. Y'all not gonna talk to me. We've lost the sense of peace, the sense of contentment, the sense of well-being, the feeling of safety. Looking over your shoulder in the grocery store. Can't go to a theater without watching everybody. In the airport, looking for a strange bag drop at a strange place. You're scared of everybody, living constantly under the threats of not knowing what's going to happen next. It's taking away our peace. We don't like to admit it, but it's taking away our peace. We have to take something to go to sleep. We have to take something to keep us up during the day. About 2 o'clock, you just almost go into a coma because you didn't get rest all night. And about 2 o'clock, there you are just stumbling all over top of stuff. So you got to get something going. If it ain't nothing but coffee, trying to keep going. It's taking away our peace, our contentment, our feeling of safety has brought us to a place of longing for the quietness of nothingness. Right then, the quietness of nothingness. Young people, don't be in such a hurry to make something happen. I understand your energy and your passion and your drive to make something happen. But after a while, you're going to have so much happening, you're going to wish for a little, the quietness of nothingness. Some peace. You got noise in your head that has nothing to do with your family, nothing to do with your bills, nothing to do with your debt, nothing to do with your deadlines, your responsibility, nothing to do with the news, nothing to do with your neighbors, nothing to do with the brand. The noise in your head. You know, you could have done this. You know, you should have done that. You know, you're not this. You're not adequate about this. You don't do this well. You don't do that well. And then you're never going to get where you're trying to. You're never going to be. You got all that noise in your head. It's loud. So loud that even when you lay down at night, science is teaching us that your mind is going when your body has stopped. And you wake up as tired as you were when you went to bed because you went to sleep, but you never got rest. Because your head is still turning at 90 miles an hour. And I'm wondering how you can stand the noise of being you. And you don't have to be famous or rich or well-known or anything. Everybody in here got some noise. Everybody, I'm going to say that again, because I'm going to drive that spirit of hypocrisy out of here. Everybody in here got some noise you want to shut down, some phone calls that when you get them and you see who it is, you act like you didn't hear it ring, because you don't need no more noise. I hate to confess it, April, but sometimes I look at it and I see who it is and I don't answer. Because I don't need no more noise. I got my own noise. I'm trying to deal with this. Shut up. I don't have no more room for noise. You're bursting my eardrums with your story. Shut up. Right now I'm trying to handle my own mess. And then I walk past the TV and I listen to their mess. And I go past the news and I listen to their mess. And I got international noise going on. And it is deafening. Now in the natural, when noise gets loud, we know it can damage the eardrums. But a recent study that was done in Germany's Mainz University Medical Center says an increasing amount of noise can actually throw your heart out of rhythm. It can cause atrial fibrillation. Atrial fibrillation, that's hard to say. What it is, irregular heartbeat. Can create blood clots. Can cause a stroke. Even heart failure. If atrial fibrillation can cause a heart failure just by noise, there's nothing biologically wrong with you, but the intensity of the noise in your life can affect the rhythm of your heart. It's already messed up the rhythm of your sleep. Oh, y'all ain't gonna talk to me. This is God talking to you this morning. But it can go so far that it messes up the rhythm of your heartbeat. And it's not just outer noise, because I can cut off the TV, I can cut off the radio, I can cut off the telephone, I can cut out all of that, but the noise in my head. Anything that can create agitation, irritation, or changes your mood, affects your blood pressure, can trigger atrial fibrillation in your life just because you're upset. It's not surprising that irritable noise or noise in general, when someone is looking for quiet, could trigger cardiac arrest. That's why I don't answer the phone. That's why every now and then I just don't answer. I saw it, I just don't answer. Because you ain't gonna give me no heart attack. I'm already at my limit. Where are my real people at? I need some real people. Are there any real people in here that you're already at your noise limit? You don't need no, I feel like the witch in all. Don't nobody bring me no bad news. And yet you can't wait for the noise to quiet to go ahead. You can't wait for the enemy to leave you alone to go ahead. You have to be able to go to work in the noise. You got to be able to take care of the kids in the noise. You got to be able to cook dinner in the noise. You got to be able to get dressed in the noise. You have to be able to function in noise that you can't always control. And today my goal is to show you what knowing will do to noise.